There was action about the Red Horse in Shetland, the new one that we're big at.
Is it where you bed when you were a bairn?
Well, it's just over the hill. My mother was the head teacher in Sands, and so we bed in the schoolhouse. But this is in over at Innocent, and it's right next door to the lass that I was friendly with in primary school, and she really helped us to get the site, and that's awful fine.
Yeah, is it hard to get land out there? Did you have to really kind of fork afford or willing to sell it to you, that kind of thing?
Well, it's hard to get land anywhere in Shetland. Yandru, we did hear a bit about it with planning permission, but we eventually got it. It held us up for about a year, I think. And we got it. It was just things take a lot of time, and we started big, and I suppose last September. There would been old chalets on the site before we got there, so
Oh, I can't where that is. Yeah, I mind where that chalice was. There was
yeah,
three of them
that three of them, that's
up
right.
for the
Well,
beach, yeah.
they're gone now,
I like my
so
sister and her bairns being up there for a week each summer.
is
They
that
took in with
so?
that chalice, yeah. They had a very fine week. Of course, it's such a lovely place with the beach and
Oh,
that. It's
that's
lovely.
absolutely super, and you look right down to Sooth to Fair Island, and yeah, that's bonny, and we try to go to Furness. At least once every time we're up, and yeah, it's good. I like it, and the horse is fine too. George, well, he's really for the west side originally, and had a Norwegian horse that he begged for us,
Ian
and
Kitts, a wooden cat. Is it wooden clad as well, or is it block?
Yes, no, it's wooden, and a lot of insulation, so it's going to be fine and warm.
Yeah, be all right in the wintertime because it'll be standing empty a lot of the
It
time.
is.
Yeah, you
That's
hear it.
well, we worried about it, but Patricia next door, of course, gangs in, and if there's been wind or rain or anything, she gangs in and checks the windows, and she can put up the heating because we're left a bit of heating
Yeah, you
on.
have to leave it on, otherwise it'll just run with damp or anything, and Shetland goes that way if you leave it empty in the wintertime, that's for sure, even in the summertime.
Yeah, that's true. That's why we didn't buy an old horse actually, because we thought that would be difficult to keep the damp out
Yeah,
of.
well, old horses, of course, were meant to be fired at the time, they were figured that way. Expecting
That's right.
somebody to be in mucking meat on a fire all in 2 or 3 hours, yeah. That's the way they were.
I suppose the only problem we really had has been with a bit of land. I mean, we have big bit of land, but it's really just a bit of the hull. And we're kind of on a flat bit in the middle of it. And then down in front of us, we were wanting to put up a fence because the sheep would come in and lie about the doors when we went in there. And the bit of land just right down at the bottom was just an earth pile, and had needed to be drained. And there was an awful carry on, but we got the fence up eventually. So.
And you know how the sheep coming in over them. And they
Well,
can run into
never thought
nearly,
about
they can go into nearly
that.
anything, sheep, if they put their mind to it.
Yeah, I
That's,
suppose they could right
yeah,
now.
if they have something that they think they want to go after. But,
No, well, as far as the kind, they're not been in.
you kind of knew in back, that's for sure.
That's right.
Yeah, so how big is your horse?
The horse is 3 bedroom, and that's really a fine size. One of the rooms is brawly peery, but we're not using the whole
No.
thing, so that's good.
And is your family likely to go up any time? Or,
Yeah,
yeah,
John has been up already, and he thought it was fine. He's very keen on the fishing, so
Yeah, I
that
suppose.
was fine. And Robert has not been yet, but he'll come this next summer, I imagine.
So is your intention to go for a while in the summer, or?
2 or 3 months, and next summer we'll have to try and put in something that'll grow. I don't know what that'll be,
I don't know. Trying to
but
grow anything in Shetland is a bit of a heart break.
yeah, it is.
I don't know how much money I'm spending, but we just really have pretty paved bit out of our horse, but I keep putting in plants and they keep deer. Lucky if they grow at all. And no, of course, when we're being away for so long, it just gets completely overgrown.
Yeah,
weeds. And every time I get home, I pour a lot of them, and next time I come home, they're just as bad as ever.
It's the tragedy that everybody says is worth putting down, but it's not very.
Well, it does it, but then it kills anything that you might want to keep in among it. Yeah. So it's the trouble with me as a gardener is I have no patience. I just want it to be done. I have no eye for kind of what it's going to look like in 2 or 3 years' time.
No.
That's what you really need, is that kind of vision, I think, be able to put things in and kind of how it's going to grow and what it's going to, how it's all going to look together. Yeah. I just put things in and hope for the best.
Yeah.
And the best very rarely comes with my gardening. So. Mm-hmm. And we're hosing Larrick was a wee bigot. I've been in him about, I suppose, about 15 years now.
Carvets and Larrick was
there? It's in Park Lane.
Oh,
just doing for the Chinese restaurant. Yeah. Next to Chinese, we bide.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And we first bide down in the Boydham Park Lane in an old house. And it really was quite an old house because the first deeds was 1780, but the house was been bigger before that.
Oh, right.
And it was called Gregor or McGregor's house in the north part of Lerwick.
Oh.
So that was north. Perth Lair was just about 100 yards past. No, even 100 yards past the market craft. And it was old stood gable on to the street, but up a stair for the street.
Oh, I can quite that is. Yeah.
And very, very thick was.
Yeah.
We actually took down one of the gables because they thought they were a crack in them, and then when we took it down, it wasn't a crack, it was just one enormous great big stone in it. We needed never to take it down at all.
Oh.
But what it did by taking that down and bigging up a double block, well, a block and a wooden inside, was it gave us about 3 feet extra.
Yeah, well, that was
in the house because that was gone. But it was awful big at end, and they were very sheltered, but no outlook or anything.
No.
Whereas now we have a very good view right out of the harbour.
Yeah, that'll be
just the best bit of our house because it's kind of odd shape and that, because of why it's big at end.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the tin. Yeah.
So when did you got planning permission for that?
Yeah, well, in that days, it wasn't too difficult.
No.
And it was better, it actually was better sandstone the state down.
Was
all
it?
Houses around yonder.
Uh-huh.
The whole block of them, Ian, you might
yes,
mind.
I can.
He bought them off for the sandstone the state.
Oh.
And then he sold them off. He did up some of them and sold them, and he sold half of the range for other folk to do up.
I see.
And this was just a pretty bit of ground. They weren't nothing on, and we got that.
Uh-huh.
And managed to get permission to put the horse up in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very close to their horses, but then that's the way the tune is, so
it
fits in with the puts around the boot.
Yes,
that's why you get planning permission if it fits in.
I think I can quite that, isn't it?
It's difficult to begin, though, because it was so hard to get anything in and out.
They had to come
in with a barrel. You couldn't get any machinery in it. There was a tiny pretty digger for anything you could get in.
Uh-huh.
So. It was a lot more work than bigging a horse in sand or whatever.
Yeah, it would have been. Uh-huh. Although, I mean, there are problems there too.
Yeah.
When they delved in to get this fund for the horse, they discovered it was just a rattle of blue clay, as the man said, and that was really hard stuff to del out. So they had plenty of diggers, but the digger got stuck with a lifting and the stuff, and it's awful heavy.
Yes.
But they got it out eventually.
Yeah. Well, our horses are not really as low as they should be because we just came on the rock
and
they knocked away as much as they could, but they couldn't really
get away.
Ended up being a piece higher than it really was meant to be.
That's probably quite good.
But it's all right. Yeah, it's better from our point of view. But we kind of wondered at that time whether there'd be a problem with the planning, but they weren't bothered. And that day, they were trying to get as much building done, really, because there were that many folk looking for horses and so on.
Yeah, there really been.
Yeah.
So full often just go home, no?
No, as often as I would like. Three or four times a year. I didn't really kind know what my routine is going to be. But when I was working away, I would go maybe four or five times a year.
Yeah.
Christmas up early,
Yeah.
And then 20 times through the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So I was home in September. I was home in July. I was home. I can't remember when I was home in the spring.
Yeah.
But
I've not been top heli for years. No.
Well, I've only ever missed one. That's when I was at university. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm really not she bothered about it now, but I have a share in Hull, so I hate to kind of hate to go or gear it up. Uh-huh. So I didn't really want to gear it up yet. So let's see. And my mother only gave her in up last year.
Which hall is that?
It's the ferry terminal. Which is kind of a funny kind of a place to have a hall. It actually works out very well for up here. Yeah, big space. And
We
had to get stuff for hour. Like, we had to get furniture. I mean, then the furniture.
We
had to borrow tables for here and chairs for there and cookers and... Ah, that kind of stuff. There's nothing in the place.
No, like a
hotel or or a public hall or something that has had that kind of stuff. So.
But it's fine and in the middle of town, really.
Well, it's very good for getting on the vehicles to the neighbour with that kind of stuff and car parking. And it's a very good hall. It seems to work very well.
Uh-huh. Well, I think I was last at up Heliac when I was 17.
Oh, my Lord.
So it's a long...
It'll be quite different.
It'll be, I'm sure.
Not me at all the same.
Yeah.
But it seems to carry on. This year they've relaxed the rules so you can go out if you're bidding 5 years in Shetland, not just 5 years in Lerwick.
Oh.
Which has been now for the last 20-odd years, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
They kind of put the restrictions on it when the oil boom was.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they were that money fucked that come in wanting to go and it really wouldn't have rolled. You really need kind folk.
You do, yeah.
There's not much point going out if you
no,
kind
on
anybody
if you
when you get there.
Mm. That's right.
So it's just
and of course, there's that money up Helias out through the country now.
Yeah, I've never been in the country where.
No, neither am I. I mean, I've heard a lot about the Scallawing, but I've never been to And the bressing, seems to be in the pepper.
It's the last one, I think, usually bresser. It's away into March.
It's a funny notion. I didn't really approve of it when it first came on the go.
What other places?
Other places, it doesn't really seem like, right up hell yeah.
The Bray one is a big do. That's the next biggest thing. But I think it's usually good for the locals. I mean,
I'm sure it will be.
If you're not for the area, I think you may be here at the time, but you don't really understand that's going on and the allusions to local events and folk and that kind of thing.
The thing on the market cross, what is it they
the bill?
The bill, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, that used to be funny because you can't have the folk they were speaking about.
Well, usually kind this time of year you start... working out what's likely to be on. If anybody does anything stupid in the next while they're bound to get on the bus. So it's quite an honour really to get your misanthropes putting on the bill.
I think so. I think folk are pleased with it.
Somebody's noticed. Sometimes the sarcasm can be somewhat cutting.
What rights are that?
Well, there's what's called the bill committee.
Uh-huh.
And I think they kind of think about it for a while before, but it's only actually done that the night before. So if there's anything really very up to the minute, they get it, get it in, and they literally have a lot of material that they done well among it. See what they're going to put in and what they're not.
Yeah.
I think Charlie has quite a bit today. Various factors.
Yeah. See the man that dropped that cookery book about the galley, in the galley or something. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's, but he was a Jarl lead time, so it's various ex-Jarls and that.
Yeah.
And then somebody pints the billhead with some kind of scene for the life of the person that the Jarl is meant to be or something
that's
like
right.
that. Yeah. Last year they had just a kind of cartoon version, and that was for the first time, and that was really good. It was very well done. I think it must have been Smirk that did it.
Yeah, Smirk is And very was, good at that.
It was just kind of different. Mm. So the different folk has different ideas about what it's going to look like. Sometimes it's very traditional, and other times it's no.
They must spend an absolute fortune on their costumes, the Jarl Squad particularly. Oh,
yeah. Into the thousands.
There. Is that so?
Yeah, they cost a lot of money.
Yeah, because a cousin of mine was in the Jarl Squad some years ago. Mm-hmm. I was just astonished at how it all had to be just perfect.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Everything is. I mean, I own chain mail and that design. Yeah. They mark it, cut it out of metal and put it all together. There's a huge amount of work in it, but a huge amount of cost. Yeah. So I came, my brother was a couple of years ago, and they had, they got skins from Norway, and they thought that was going to cost them an absolute fortune. Reindeer skins, for their backs, and but this Norwegian man sent them over to them and didn't take anything
for nothing.
Them.
Yes. Well, that was good,
really whiskers. Maybe he didn't have to pay too much for them in Norway, but then if you would have had to buy them, there would have been a lot of
money. Oh, there would have been a lot of money, I'm sure, yes. Well, that was splendid.
Yeah, that cut it down a bit, but still, there, I think they were something like £1,200 for the it's a lot of money. Him and his boy both. So
I suppose once the kind are going to be in the Jarl squad, they start saving up.
Well, the Jarl himself, they tend to take out insurance. They came for 15 years, so they just have something to pay into that.
And that covers it when comes the time comes. That's a good idea. I suppose. Right to know.
They don't pay out as well as they used to, but
Maybe we're not next year.
Yeah, well, certainly worth going to.
Yeah.